on your face, a twinkle in your eye, a skip in your step at Rosie's Place.
Right here at Rosie's Place.
Smile on your face.
Uh-huh, right here at Rosie's Place.
Here at Rosie's Place. The pumpkin-free zone.
Well, the gentleman
with me, darn it.
The gentleman with the pumpkin palooza.
Yes.
Just called back to say that there actually is a little stand, you know, like at Speedway in Houghton.
Okay.
And they have pumpkin butter, and they have pumpkin soap.
Oh,
no kidding. Good thinking, well, Julie.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's
on the
far
way.
East Tucson.
I'm going to go get mine because it's going to be in my shower.
You're on the way. You're on the way to Reddington, Arizona, to
yes.
Carlink Ranch. Celebrating their 130th year in continuous family
farming
ownership.
And ranching.
Fifth
correct.
Generation.
Yep. It's amazing.
That is so cool.
We're so excited about it. It is a private party, but it's going to be large.
Not anymore. We just told 100,000 people about
there
it.
There you go. Oh, it's so fun. And they start at 3. They're going to have some activities for the children. It's going to be a whole experience.
And we were talking earlier about this other thing the Farm Bureau does. It's the outdoor picnic dinners.
Yes.
Outstanding
in the farm.
Yeah,
there you go.
Different outfits do that. We actually haven't ourselves hosted one, but for some of our farm and ranch families, like not too long ago, the Schneffs hosted one of the Outstanding in the Field dinners. Agritopia just recently did one. You might be familiar with Joe Johnston. They just hosted one. So they're ongoing, and they're actually throughout the year, obviously during the dead of summer.
They bring in some premier chefs,
right.
Arizona wine.
It's amazing.
They have an outdoor picnic under the stars,
mm-hmm.
right at sunset. You eat dinner, and it's usually the majority, as much of the meal that can come from the farm or surrounding farms
is what's on the table
and harvested right there.
What's on your
a lot
plate?
Of
now, is that open to the public?
Oh, they
it
yes,
is.
Those are.
It costs like $100 a plate, I think, in a lot of these cases.
That's all right.
And it varies, but the neat thing is it occurs or happens on a lot of our Arizona farms, so that's why we are really excited about it.
Do you put that in your email
sometimes,
website?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we feature them. Sometimes we'll post the event on our Facebook pages. We have Fill Your Plate as a Facebook page and also Friends of Arizona Farm Bureau. So we're promoting anything ag-related, obviously.
Okay. Let's see if we can take this one last call real quick. We've got another call from Tucson, Patrick. Good morning, Patrick. How can we help you here from Rosie on the House?
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Very, super fantastic.
Great. I got a quick question. We bought a house here 3 years ago, and in the backyard, the previous owner had constructed out of granite a large cross that was made into a fountain. It's probably, I would say, about 6 to 7 foot tall, and it was constructed with granite. So when the pump comes on, the water will come through the center of it. The water will fill up to the very top of the cross, come down to the arms, and it kind of gives it a nice, relaxing, you know, kind of an effect. Well, in the last several weeks, we noticed that some of the slabs that were put in the corners to when they were constructing it came out. So now instead of the water coming naturally from the arms and the top of the cross flowing down the granite, the pieces of the whatever they used, epoxy or some kind of a sealer, concrete, whatever, kind of shot out, just shooting the water off the sides. And I would say it's probably about 3-4 inches. And the rest of it looks like it's, you know, pretty serviceable. My question is, instead of undoing those concrete granite pieces, what can I use to seal up those cracks to see if I can go ahead and without having
you know
any
what?
Major project?
Where are you in Tucson, Patrick?
On the east side of Tucson.
Okay. I'm actually back in Tucson in about 2 weeks. We're doing a homeowner education series for the Arizona Daily Star newspaper. And we're going to be doing presentations on home security. And I've got a couple appointments to meet some other Tucson homeowners. Given it's the iconic crucifix and we're trying to get it all put together, why don't you let me come by and just take a look at it? And let me see it before I tell you what to try, because it's something someone's put some love and time and affection in, And
it's definitely a unique, one-of-a-kind situation, it sounds like.
Yeah, so we're going to get your name and number, Patrick, and I'm going to beg your patience, and just wait for me. I'll be down in Tucson in a couple weeks. Like I say, I'm going down there to do some educational series for the Arizona Daily Star. Going to have some fun down there. Actually, I had a regular listener reached out to me about 6 months ago and said, Rosie, you're looking for homes from the 50s, 60s, and 70s for the television series we're going to do. And he had a home that was on the parade of homes in Tucson in 1956. Romy, this house was awesome.
Huh.
Almost vintage, untouched. They had done the kitchen cabinets and countertop, but floor plan and integrity of the structure, vintage 1956. It was beautiful.
Well, we've been talking about being on the road a lot lately. If you're out there, program this number into your phone while you're out cruising. It's 877-3-LITTER, 877-354-8873. It costs taxpayers more than $3 million every year to clean up litter alongside the road. So when you see somebody throwing trash out, report them. It gives you an opportunity to put the license. They work with the Arizona Department of Transportation to send that litter bug a trash bag for their car. And a nice little note, and helps keep Arizona clean.
Stay tuned. We're talking painting in Hour 3 of Rosie on the House. Don't touch that paintbrush until you talk to Dale Wade of PPG Pittsburgh Paints in the next hour. Y'all stay tuned.
We talk painting with the experts from PPG Pittsburgh Paints. It's the Rosie on the House show.